This podcast is sponsored by Health Dove Inc. Please visit our website, healthdove.com, for a free health evaluation. That's healthdove.com for a free health evaluation.
Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider.
Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is benefits of apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is a golden elixir derived from fermented apple juice and celebrated for centuries, may enhance your well-being. Here are some reasons why apple cider vinegar may boost your health. The first one is digestive aid. Apple cider vinegar is renowned for its fermentation process to aid in digestive benefits as a probiotic. It also contains acetic acid, which aids in facilitating better digestion. Weight management. Studies suggest that the acetic acid in the apple cider vinegar may contribute to a feeling of fullness, thereby reducing calorie intake while also increasing metabolism and weight loss. Blood sugar regulation. Researchers shown that apple cider vinegar can have a positive impact on blood sugar levels. It may improve insulin sensitivity, helping to lower blood sugar spikes after meals. Cholesterol regulation. Some studies have indicated that apple cider vinegar may help lower levels of LDL, which is your low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, often referred to as bad cholesterol. Triglyceride reduction. Triglycerides are another type of lipid. Research has suggested that consuming apple cider vinegar may lead to a decrease in triglyceride levels. The next one, improvement of lipid profiles. Some studies have observed improvement in overall lipid profiles with regular consumption of apple cider vinegar. This includes not only reductions in the LDL cholesterol and triglycerides, but also an increase in the HDL, which is the high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, often considered the good cholesterol. Apple cider vinegar, it is a type of vinegar made with crushed fermented apples, yeast, and sugar, and it is used as an ingredient in foods such as salads, dressing, pickles, and marinades. For many years, people also have used it as a home remedy for everything from fighting germs to preventing heartburn. And so the research, the benefits that I just listed has been listed by more recent research that it has shown that it might have some real health benefits, okay, such as helping to reduce blood sugar levels and aid in weight loss. While there are not a lot of evidence of these benefits, apple cider vinegar is generally harmless as long as you use it correctly. So apple cider vinegar is made through a process called fermentation. The process has two steps. First, the apples are crushed and the yeast is added to speed up the fermentation process, so as the sugar converts into alcohol after a few weeks, and then the natural bacteria breaks the alcohol down into acetic acid, which gives vinegar its tangy taste and odor. So most apple cider vinegar you find in the grocery store is clear, pasteurized, and filtered type. But you can also buy the raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar that contains a cloudy sediment called the mother. The substance is made up of settled bacteria and yeast. And so I would recommend that you would buy the organic apple cider vinegar with the mother to get the best benefits. Some people give the mother credit for the apple cider vinegar's health benefits, and it's thought to contain small amounts of prebiotics, which is a healthy bacteria that are good for gut health. But research hasn't shown that the mother offers any particular health benefits. The acetic acid is in apple cider vinegar is thought to be least partly responsible for any health benefits it has. But other types of vinegar contains acetic acid and as well. And so you can also buy the apple cider vinegar, the pills, the powders, or the gummies. But there's been little research into whether these supplements have any effect. So because the FDA, they doesn't regulate dietary supplement, you can't be sure exactly what is in them. So we talk about the benefits already. And the apple cider vinegar is an excellent source of potassium, magnesium, calcium, and phosphorus. And so some types of vinegar can also be a good source of antioxidants. The darker the vinegar, the more the antioxidant remain in the liquid. So darker vinegars are generally less refined than the lighter vinegars, with healthy compounds in the liquid affecting the taste and the color. And so we already list some of the benefits of apple cider vinegar. It may help with weight loss, lower blood sugar. It may lower cholesterol. Okay. And people use apple cider vinegar for purposes that haven't been researched much or haven't been shown to be effective. And sometimes they use it for lower blood pressure, ease acid reflux. Many people swear by the acid cider vinegar as a remedy for heartburn and acid reflux, but there's no research to prove its effectiveness in that area. Kills germs, improve hair health. And so how do you use this apple cider vinegar? It's safe and tasty to use apple cider vinegar to add some excitement to your meals. So use it to liven up your sauces and stews, as well as traditional salad dressings and marinade. You can also drink it diluted in hot or cold water as you prefer. Some people drink it before or after meals or before going to bed. And if your doctor gives you the okay to try apple cider vinegar for eczema, you do a patch test first. You apply the vinegar to a small area of the skin, then you wait a few days to see if any irritation develops. And also you can use it as a bath, a wrap, a wet wrap. You can use it in your shampoo for irritation, scalp irritation. So the dosages for weight control. In the study that reported weight loss benefits, people drank about 2 tablespoons a day, one before lunch and the other before dinner. So experts say that amount should be safe for most people, but make sure, please, that you mix it with an adequate amount of water. Usually follow the instructions on the bottle. Blood sugar and cholesterol control. People in the study saw improvement when they took about 1.5 tablespoons after a meal. And for apple cider, for the acid reflux, a teaspoon or 2 diluted in a mug of warm water after a meal may help with your acid reflux. So it is unlikely to make any of your conditions worse. So what are the risks of using apple cider vinegar? Because it's high in acid, it could irritate your esophagus. Okay, that is your swallowing with this tube that you swallow the food. So if you drink it straight or you drink too much of it, undiluted apple cider vinegar can also break down your tooth enamel. So to avoid these issues, you always water down the apple cider vinegar and you drink it through a straw to protect your teeth. Also, apple cider vinegar may give some people indigestion and make them feel nauseated. So don't drink it on an empty stomach. And if you feel sick or throw up after you take it, stop using it. And also, it can interact with some drugs such as diuretics, laxatives, and insulin. So always ask your doctor if it is safe to use the apple cider vinegar with your current medication. And if you have low potassium levels, too much apple cider vinegar could make the condition worse. And so that's because large amount can reduce potassium levels. So avoid overusing apple cider vinegar if you have kidney disease, since your kidneys might not be able to handle a high level of acid. And so because it's highly acidic, it's safe. It stays safe to use for a long, very long time, but the taste and appearance can change over time. So the best time to use it is between 2 to 3 years after you buy it. You don't have to refrigerate apple cider vinegar once you open it. Instead, store it in a pantry or in a cabinet away from direct sunlight. And to keep it looking and tasting its best, store it in a glass or plastic container. Keep the lid on when you're not using it and avoid letting moisture get to it. This is Rhonda Herbert. And this information is taken from webmd.com. webmd.com, and you can go on webmd.com and search for more health information. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert, and I'll see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus. This information is for educational use only and not intended to treat or diagnose any medical condition. Please consult with your healthcare provider. Provide your immune system with an extra support with the Seasonal Immune Support Pack. Longevity's Seasonal Immune Support Pack contains powerful nutrients shown to support a healthy immune system. Give your immune system some extra nutritional support to help your body maintain optimal health. Get your Seasonal Immune Support Pack today. You can visit healthdove.com, take your free health evaluation, and purchase your Seasonal Immune Support Pack. We all need it.
You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdove.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus.